The question today is, how can I be a success? How can I be a success? When we think about the word success, we usually think, like most people do, in the terms of the physical or the worldly definition of success in that sense. You think about the, as far as the English word success, and the dictionary says it means to accomplish something, planned or attempted, a favorable result. It means the gaining of wealth, fame, and so forth. The accumulation of material possessions, or can be the praise of men. Now, that's the success according to the world's definition and standard. But you see, when we think about being a success, if you're talking about being a success by the world, I can't tell you exactly how to do that except hard work. And yet, it's not going to mount anything. When you lay down and die, it's not going to matter how much of a success by world standards and by man's standards that you arrived at, because if you're not a success in God's eyes, it's not going to amount to a whole lot. And of course, the final product of being a success in God's eyes is to be saved, have an eternal home in heaven. But how can I be a success? Well, I want to think about that question and take it from the spiritual standpoint, because there is a connection between what, well, we divide the world into secular and sacred. And really, it ought not be. You realize something. Everything you do ought to be dealing with the sacred. Even the job you've got, it ought to be dedicated to the gospel's sake. Therefore, it's sacred. And on we could go in those situations. And so, when I'm thinking about the word success, and the question asked, how can I be a success? I want to try to tell you what the Bible says that it is to be a success. And I guess the best place would go to be where it's only translated one time in the Bible, in the English word success, would be in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse number 8, when the Lord told Joshua this. He said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." In other words, the only time the word success is used there. And the Lord's talking to Joshua about being a spiritual success. Now, as I said, that's only used, the English word's only used one time in the Bible, but the same Hebrew word is used many times that's translated success there, and it's translated instructed, or which means to have a teachable spirit, in Proverbs 21:11, and it's translated understand in 1 Corinthians chapter 28, verse number 19. It's translated wise in Proverbs 10:19. It's translated wisely consider in Psalm 64:9. It's translated to behave wisely in 1 Samuel 18:5. It's translated skillful in Daniel chapter 1, verse 4. And then verse 17 of Daniel 1 says it's translated skill. It also says in Jeremiah 15, verse number 9, it's translated expert. And that means one highly trained in some field. It's also translated in verse 7 of Joshua, of chapter 1 of Joshua, as prosper. So if we think of all these things, the words that we're talking about as far as being instructed to understand, to be wise and wisely consider, behave wisely, being skillful or having skill, to be an expert and prosper, we usually think in the terms of the physical, the worldly standpoint. And in other words, having favor with men and accumulating material things, in other words, according to the definition of being a success by the worldly standards and by the Webster's Dictionary. But success is not winning favor of men and accumulating material things. It means having favor with God and accumulating spiritual things. That's what it really means to be a success. Now, Joshua was a success. I know he was a success in the eyes of the people. The Bible said in the book of Joshua, chapter number 24, verse number 29, and he said this, "And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old." In other words, he lived his life and he died. But verse 31 says, "And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for the Lord." In other words, he said he was a success because he influenced people to stay with God and to go with God. I think of that. It reminds me of my what I would say in 3 John 4, where he says, as John makes this statement and basically says that he would that his children would serve the Lord in that sense. That's not exact words that he uses there. I'll turn over there and look at it in 3 John, verse number 4 of 3 John. He said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And that's what happened in Joshua's day. That's being a spiritual success. Now, you see, to do that, you've got to have the right kind of influence. And, of course, the right kind of influence is spiritual influence. And Joshua had that. Now, if you lose your influence in life, you've lost a lot. In fact, and as far as the worldly side, you've lost everything if you lose your influence. And, of course, if you're saved and you lose your influence, you lose rewards, you'll lose a lot of things, but you'll lose a lot. The Bible said in Proverbs 22, verse number 1, and Proverbs 22:1, he said he comes out and says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. And then Ecclesiastes 7:1 says, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Now, there is a connection between the spiritual and the physical in that sense. We need to have a good name, but it needs to be a good name with God. A good name with God. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 12, verse number 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. They had some victory. That's a success because they had character. They had a good reputation. They had the right kind of influence, and they overcame the devil in that sense that day. And so therefore, but the question is, how can I be a success? How can I be a success? And I'm answering it on the spiritual side because, you see, the Lord told Joshua in Joshua 1 how to be a success, and it worked for him, and it'll work for us. And so I want to think in terms of being, how can I be a success, and think about the fourfold formula for success. The fourfold formula for success. Spiritual success. First of all, it's being obedient to God's directions. You see, God had spoken unto Joshua after Moses had died in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 2. He said this, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan. He gave him some instructions. And in other words, and what did he do? He did that. He did what God said. He also told him in verse 7, he said, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. In other words, observe to do. And he did that. He didn't argue with God. If you're going to be a success, a spiritual success, you're going to have to be obedient to God's directions. And he was very willing to obey God's directions. And in other words, and in fact, after he told Israel what to do and what God had said, his influence was such with Israel that they said in verse 16 of chapter 1, we will do all, in other words, we will do all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. That's his influence. He was a success in that sense. And so they said, we'll do it. Now, the people said that because they'd watched Joshua for the past 40 years, even though he's just now harnessing up to be leader of the children of Israel. Joshua had been there with Moses all those years. And the Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter number 5, verse number 39, he says, 29, Acts 5:29, you realize something when Peter was told not to preach in Jesus' word or in that name is what they really said. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. In other words, you've got to obey God. A disobedient Christian is one who obeys the direction of men instead of the Lord. And Paul said in Galatians 1:10, if I cease to be a servant of God, then I become a servant of man. If I cease to obey God, in essence, is what he was saying, I become a servant of man. And you know something? We need to obey God's direction. Even our Lord Jesus Christ, who was God in flesh, did that. The Bible said in Philippians 2:8, he said, talking about Jesus and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Then Hebrews 5:8 says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. So you see, Jesus, if Jesus needed to learn, and we to be obedient, we need to learn for sure. We can say that. And so we know that after Joshua's day, there was the days of Judges. And that was a dark day in the days of Judges, because the Bible said in those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eye. You see, Judges is a book of disobedience, a book of failure. But Joshua was obedient to God's directions, and he was a success. You take as a result of the judges being disobedient in those days after Joshua passed off the scene, they chose Saul to be king. God even anointed him to be king. And the Bible says about Saul, when he was told to go over to the Amalekites and destroy every one of them, that he failed to do that. And God sent Samuel over there to him and told him in 1 Samuel 15:22, and Samuel said, "Hath the Lord his great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, and is obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." In other words, you need to be obedient, Saul. You see, obeying is better. If we want to be a success, we've got to be obedient to God's directions. Now, you think about Saul. There he was. He was a big man. He was tall in stature. He was also king of Israel. He thought he could do what he wanted to do, but he had failure and not success because he wasn't obedient to God's directions. Obedience to God's direction is doing what God would have you to do. That is a formula. That's the first step in the formula for success. In other words, and by the way, God didn't he didn't call you to be some supernatural person. He just calls you to be what he's put in you. Whatever he's enabled you to do, he's give you the ability to do. What he's called you to do, he's giving you the ability to do. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2, "Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful." God didn't say you had to do what somebody else down the road does. Just be what God called you to do and what he enabled you to do. That five-talent man, the two-talent man couldn't do what the five-talent man did. But he was faithful in what God gave him. And God said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And if the one talent man had have been faithful in what God gave him, and then God would have said to him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So if you're going to be a success, how can I be a success? I'm talking about the world's success. The first step, in a sense, is to be obedient to God's directions, and you'll be a spiritual success. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.